Country Club FM.
Could you hear that?
Perfectly.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure. I didn't have my headphones on, so I didn't know whether it was going over the air or not. It's good to know, because that means it's time for the Clown Show. That is the Bob Almanac. Today, Tuesday, September 29th. Neil is back. I tell you what, I beat virtual Neil like a rented mule. Used him, much like they used you on that Frontier Airlines flight.
Right.
As an example of what not to do.
Yes.
To the other passengers. They were using you as an example, Neil.
Right.
Don't you dare ask to move to the exit lane or row without paying for it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't strap you to the wing and had you fly that way.
Well, I told them for $50 I should be the co-pilot.
Yeah, put you up there. I mean,
jeez.
Why not? Yeah. Those things fly themselves.
Right.
Now, anyway.
Anybody can do that.
Tuesday, September 29th. And I need to record a few new virtual Neils, too.
Okay.
I need you, and we'll do this maybe tomorrow, or it's going to be a while since you're gone. And when are you gone again?
Sometime here in October. I need you to
do one of the greats.
One of the greats.
One of the greats. Because that is one of your signature lines, and I don't have that yet.
Okay.
And then somebody suggested that we need you laughing. Various ranges of your laughing,
yes,
because that'd be the only person who laughs at my dumb commentary. So,
all right. We can arrange
that. And
such
we'll record
things.
It right on the air, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
it's
how
not
we
like,
do it.
Now we're going down the
we're
hall.
We're not going into the studio.
Into the prod room.
That'd be
no.
way too much work. Yeah. On this date, 1789, a regular army was established. We had won the Revolutionary War. We had the Continental Army. They all went home. And we still needed a regular army. So the U.S. War Department, a regular army with several hundred men. That was it. We'd find out we would probably need to increase that.
Well, yeah. But, I won't quite do it.
So that was this date, 1789. 1849, first passenger train service to Peekskill, New York. It was the New Haven Railroad. Somebody, you had to have a way to get up to Peekskill. You had to visit Tootie and Natalie and Blair and the whole gang, Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get the plane, get the train up there. They didn't have planes yet. 1849. 1916, John D. Rockefeller became the first billionaire.
Jeez.
His net worth officially surpassed $1 billion, 1916.
One of the men who made America.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
1954 at the Polo Grounds.
There's a long drive way back in center field. Way back. It is
long. Willie Mays made one of the most spectacular catches. A lot of people thought it was an optical illusion, didn't think that he caught it. And, of course, the Polo Grounds, Neil, you're very familiar. They had some strange dimensions.
Yeah, that was about 470 to dead center.
It was 483 to dead center, but that's where they had that little nook. He
yes.
caught it outside of that nook where it was only 450.
Ah, yeah.
450.
Can you imagine? Yeah. You hit a ball 450, it should be out.
Right, exactly. And he tracked it down. The funny thing about the Polo Grounds, down the left field line, it was 279, and the right field line, it was 258. Talk about short porches.
Wow.
They really kind of shoehorned a baseball field into a polo or a football field, really, is what that was. It didn't really work.
I think Minnesota native Paul Giel was on the bench for the Giants.
They were playing the Indians.
Yeah.
It was the 54 World Series, and Paul Giel, who would go on to be the AD at the University of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mention that, or did you say former Twin?
I just said
Twin 61.
Minnesota native, yeah. But yeah.
1960, this date.
Hi. Is this the Douglas residence?
Yes, sir.
Well, is the lady of the house in?
Bob, somebody wants to see you.
Cook the dinner, clean the house, wash the dishes, answer the door. I don't know what they do around
here. Madam, I know you're simply going to...
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir.
Well, that's all right. It happens all the time. What you peddling?
Well, cosmetics.
Oh, boy. Have you got the wrong house?
Oh?
I'm the nearest thing to a lady around here. Come back when somebody's married.
Yes,
that was the Douglas household.
Wow.
My three sons. That's William Frawley as Bud. Bub, way before it was Uncle Charlie.
Yes,
yeah, William Frawley in there as Bub.
Yeah.
And it was black and white. And he was the closest thing to a female in that household as a man. And he could use some upper body support.
Yes.
He could have used the man's ear, maybe.
Well, he wore his belt.
Way high, you know, way too
just
high.
Out, almost to his chest.
So my three sons. It was fun to see how young Chip was in that scene.
Oh, sure.
1960, My Three Sons debuted on ABC. The three sons would change. The older one would leave, and then they'd bring in Ernie.
Yep.
A little bit later.
He was great.
Barry Livingston's brother. And then in 66.
Camaro slung low, priced low. Camaro with wide, wide, big car stands for road-hugging stability. Camaro with bucket seat interiors, big car engines for command performance.
The Camaro made its debut, introduced by Chevrolet. Would you rather have a Camaro or a Corvette? Or a Chevette?
Well, the latter, no.
How about the Chevy Monza? That was a good one from the 70s.
Yeah. Camaros are pretty
You know, the Camaro was actually originally called the Panther. The Chevrolet Panther. More Almanac trivia.
Love, love, love. It's TV theme time.
Love American style. This show debuted 1969. Who could forget the open with the fireworks and everything?
Yeah.
And a great open. They released this song. It was on radio. It was kind of a hit.
This was like a Friday night show.
You know, we would not have Joni Loves Chachi if not for Love American Style, because Love American Style gave us Happy Days. We wouldn't have had Happy Days without Love American Style. We wouldn't have had then Joni Loves Chachi or Laverne and Shirley or Mork and Mindy. So that was in 69. 76, Alice debuted.
Oh, I also want to tell you, I'm thinking about watering down a chicken soup.
How? You already use chicken like a tea bag now.
Look, I'm doing it for you.
Mayo, would you like to do something for me?
Yeah, what?
Kiss my grits!
We heard Kiss My Grits for the first time this day in 1976. Did I tell you I bought my wife a Kiss My Grits Flo t-shirt?
No.
Yeah, she's got a t-shirt. It's pink. It has a picture of Flo, and it says, Kiss My Grits. I thought she needed an uptick in attitude.
And
we need a little more attitude around the house, so I went with the Flo shirt.
And she could, you know, say grits with two syllables.
Because she's eating grits.
Yes.
Because she's from the South, so it's all the old grits thing. So that was Alice, Mel Sharples, Mel's Diner, the whole thing, Dingy Chick. 1977, James Brown's band walked out.
Oh boy.
On him at a concert in Hallandale, Florida. They were complaining about being underpaid and overworked. Of course they were overworked. They were trying to match the hardest working man in show business.
You're going to be overworked.
How can you do that? You're going to be overworked and probably underpaid if you're trying to keep up with James Brown, especially when he's being chased by police across city lines or county lines and state lines. I remember that. Anyway, that was in 87. Cheers debuted on this day. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Out a beer, Chief.
How about an ID?
An ID? That's very flattering. Wait till I tell the missus.
Military ID. First Sergeant Walter Keller, born 1944. That makes you 38. Must have fought in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the first ever opening vignette of Cheers, the little opening before the intro. And we met Sam Malone for the first time. The state,
the 1982. Former Red Sox pitcher.
The young kid that was in that scene was the same kid that played one of the cousins on Vacation, the one who asked, hey, you got asteroids?
Oh.
No, my dad does. Sometimes can't sit on the pot. That was that kid, pretty same good. Kid.
Nice.
From Cheers and Vacation.
I don't think he was 38.
No, he wasn't. 1984.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Big day in music because this song hit number one.
Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time.
Of course, Prince had other number one songs, but this was the significant about this was that when this song hit number one, that meant that Prince had the number one single, the number one album, and the number one film all at the same time.
That's impressive.
That's pretty dominant. Only the Beatles had ever done that.
So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be all right.
All right, 1984.
He did good.
He did very well, and we miss him. And then 2013, 7 years ago. 7 years ago already that Breaking Bad aired on AMC, the finale.
Oh, the finale.
I won't tell you how it ends because there are people out there still planning to binge the thing. You know what binging means?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When are you going to learn how to stream? Your kids could show you how to do it. I think you really enjoy it.
I see Gunsmoke on regular TV.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
Today he traded his big 98 Oldsmobile.
Mickey Gilley's cousin is 85 today.
I like it.
They got a heck of
Mickey's the next one to turn 85. He, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Jimmy Swaggart, all cousins, and they were all within a few months of each other, all like in the same grade. Jerry Lee Lewis celebrating down in Nesbitt, Mississippi, his 85th birthday. Mickey Gilley said on stage when I saw him at Branson he was going to go there and celebrate, be a part of the party.
Nice.
And I took it upon myself to put a Jerry Lee Lewis song into the Bobathon for you. I hope you didn't mind that.
Nice work.
I took the liberty. So it's funny because this date also in 1976, Jerry Lee Lewis on his birthday was charged with shooting a firearm within the city limits in probably Nesbitt, Mississippi, or wherever he was in Memphis. Right. He hit his bass player in the chest twice, Norm Owens. No. But that's how they celebrate birthdays in Mississippi. They just start shooting.
I guess.
They just start shooting and hope that you don't hit somebody.
Yeah.
He was trying to shoot a soda bottle. And, you know, in his defense, his bass player did look like a bottle of Coke.
Well, then you can't totally blame him.
Jerry Lee Lewis. So that was in 76. He was 41 when that happened. 39 and holding, actually, was his age at that time.
Still there.
Yeah.
It's TV theme time.
Well, this guy is Mr. TV theme time. Mike Post. If it's if it's a good TV theme, he did it.
For sure.
This one, Magnum P.I., Hill Street Blues, Quantum Leap, L.A. Law, Rockford Files, A-Team. And don't forget, Doogie Howser, M.D., he did that one as well. And that one sometimes gets overlooked.
Yes.
This, of course, Magnum P.I., Mike Post. And a lot of his themes were played on radio and became hits.
Yes.
He sold albums. 76 today. We've got some lead singers from some 70s groups.
Now when I hold her in my arms, you know she sets my soul on fire.
Mike Farner from Grand Funk Railroad.
My old heart becomes filled with desire.
That's him right there. It's a good tune. They had some good tunes.
Yes, they did.
And they were an American band. In fact, this date, 1973, their song, We're an American Band. I didn't use that song because the drummer sings lead on that one.
Sure.
But We're an American Band went number one on this date in 73 on the birthday of this man, Mark Farner. Lead singer of Grand Funk. They were Grand Funk Railroad. Then for a long time, they just called them Grand Funk.
Yep.
Because they had funk and they were grand.
And how old was he now?
72. Okay. That's me on the cymbal, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
From the San Francisco Bay.
So this is Mike Panera.
What's the name of this street?
He's got a bread store that is just delicious.
Yeah.
Got a lot of great bagels. This is Blue's Image.
Blue's Image.
One hit wonder.
Yeah.
It's a one hit wonder.
I was
Ride,
close.
Captain
I had the blue.
Ride. Yeah. This would have been 72, maybe?
Yeah. Huge.
The early 70s.
One of my favorite songs.
So he was the lead singer. He's singing this song. And then he went on to fill in on Iron Butterfly a little later. So he's also 72 today. Bryant Gumbel is 72. Is he still hosting shows these days? Used to be on the Today Show.
Yeah,
started in sports.
I don't know if he is or not.
His brother Greg does a lot of sports stuff. So that was Bryant Gumbel. Did I tell you that he was 72?
Yes. A lot of 72.
The Dice Man.
Well, Miss Muffet sat on a tougher. Eating a curds and whey.
And that's as far as we can go.
Right.
It's just not clean after that. It's not safe
it's
for
hard.
Bob.
It's hard to find something that you
NSFB.
Can really air from.
NSFB, not safe for Bob. Andrew
right.
Dice Clay. He's a Dice Man, somewhat controversial.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name made him cry on his show? Who was the talk show host? He was in Coming to America.
Tom Snyder?
No, I can't remember it. How can I not remember? With Eddie Murphy, Coming to America.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't a big Dice Clay guy.
We're both dumb. Exciting
and new. Is it more TV
Arsenio theme? Hall. Arsenio Hall was the man. He made him cry.
Made him cry.
It is TV theme time because Jill Whelan, Vicky, who was the daughter of Captain Steubing on the Love Boat.
Oh, sure.
Is 54 today.
Whoa.
Can you believe that? My question is, where did Captain Steubing have time to start a family?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, he's in the Navy. He was working on the docks in Hawaii. He's the one who told Skipper to go ahead and Gilligan. Hey, go on. The weather's. I don't think the heavy stuff is coming down for a while, is what he said.
Yeah.
And they went out on their 3-hour tour.
Never
so
to
he
return.
Was there. And then, of course, then he came to Minneapolis and was writing news stories.
Murray.
For Ted Baxter. Yeah, he changed his name. He was Murray, was it Slaughter?
Slaughter, I think, yeah.
And then he's Captain Steubing.
Yeah, he's a busy man.
So Captain Steubing's daughter is 54 today. Our rapper of the day is Young Jeezy. Not to be confused with Wheezy Jefferson. This is Young Jeezy, our rapper of the day, 43. And he was Shazam in the movie.
Wait. We still don't know if the suit is bulletproof or if you are. Shoot him in the face.
Shoot me in the face. In the face? It kind of tickles.
You're dead.
That was an entertaining movie. I like that.
It
movie,
was.
Shazam.
It was pretty good.
For DC, it was good.
I thought it got a little long, but yeah, it was good.
They're all long.
Yeah, I know. But
it's not a superhero movie if it doesn't go almost 3 hours. So yep. That's Zachary Levi, who was in that movie, and he's 40 today. He was Shazam. He had the whole thing going
on.
Yeah,
it was good. Gone, but not forgotten.
Shazam.
There we go. A Jim Neighbors, Gomer Pyle Shazam. We start with, who should we start with? Let's start with Greer Garson. She was one of the most respected and well-liked and well-paid actresses of the 40s. Greer Garson, 1904. The great Gene Autry.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above.
You know.
Don't fence me in.
Yeah, he's a fine singer. Before Roy Rogers was
Don't
a singing cowboy.
Fence me in.
If you're a cowboy and you sang, let you're the singing cowboy. Didn't matter. But this was—he was kind of the original, wasn't he, Gene Autry?
He was a little before Leonard Sly would come around.
And he owned the Angels for many years.
And he owned the California Angels. Did, of course, huge. We had the album Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Here Comes Santa Claus, 1907 for the great Gene Autry. Stanley Kramer, very well-known film producer, director, did a lot of, including It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. We have to throw that in, of course, and others.
Did you get all your mads in there?
There was maybe an extra 1913 for him.
You're talking Super Bowl because we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston.
When I hear this song, I think of Bum Phillips.
Well, yes, you have to.
And the cowboy hat.
He never wore it indoors because his mama said he couldn't. So in the Astrodome, he had to have it off, but... You
That's
know,
funny
he
because he went from Houston, then he was the head coach at New Orleans, another dome.
Another indoor stadium.
There are a lot of domes now. There are more domes than there were back in those days.
Bum Phillips, 1923. Of course, his son Wade Phillips would also coach defense and as a head coach
Don't
for many,
forget
many
Mackenzie
years.
Phillips. His daughter Mackenzie Phillips on One Day at a Time.
All right. Bum Phillips, 1923. He was Frank Burns on MASH, Larry Linville.
And what I don't understand is, why do people take an instant dislike to me?
It saves time, Frank.
Well, we got along fine for the first 2 weeks.
Exactly, Frank. That time was absolutely wasted.
Nobody liked him. I don't see what did Hot Lips Houlihan see in him?
That is one of the great mysteries
of
our
time.
It really is.
I thought her and Radar would have always made a great couple. They never got together, I don't think.
Absolutely, it didn't happen, but... Larry Linville was Frank Burns. He was born on this day, 1939. And the great Madeline Kahn.
Does that mean you love me?
You bet your boots it does.
Oh, my only love.
Taffeta, darling.
Taffeta, sweetheart.
No, the dress is taffeta. It wrinkles so easily.
Oh,
Aboard!
Oh, there's that horrid man again.
Oh, Mel Brooks loved casting her in his movies. She was so great.
She was great. She was in Young Frankenstein and Blazing Saddles, High Anxiety, and many others.
What was her character's name in Blazing Saddles?
Lily
von Stoop.
Lillian von Stoop.
Lillian, that was it. She's tired?
Yeah, I'm tired of playing the game. TV show also caused Madeline Kahn, 1942, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Hank Jr.? Leave them boys alone. And it's not just Hank Jr. He's got special guest stars in that one. Mm-hmm. Tracy Byrd, 10 rounds with Jose Cuervo, or Joe Diffie. He's got a new way to light up an old flame.
Let's go Joe Diffie today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany State.